what's in point B, so the objections that arise from the contents of the consignment bill, wouldn't it be actually much more clear if the references that are incorporated but do not are not considered being the content of the consignment bill when it's included there? Then I think it will be crystal clear, because otherwise it is not linked to C, because C is something else, and A refers just to validity of statements. So I think the content of the consignment bill is really B. So if we had that sentence included in B, I think it would be more understandable to whoever would read that article later on, without hearing all the explanation that now we have in the room.